I'm feeling quite excited for this year's Ramadan. Obviously, it is still kind of under kind of COVID kind of lockdown circumstances, but the restrictions aren't as bad as they were this time last year during Ramadan, where the mosques were closed. A lot of people had to do their fast kind of independently without seeing family, without alone, isolated. So a sense of normality of Ramadan this year. So I'm kind of excited. And as you mentioned, it's the holiest month of the year. It's a great month for us to kind of self-reflect on kind of the past year and kind of the religion, our duty as kind of a son or as a parent, as a sibling, as kind of a member of the local community and so on.
How about you, sir?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Ramadan this year. I think it's just the whole getting together as a family, and there's the whole Muslim community get together, and there's a proper feeling of all achieving the goal of obviously fasting for the whole month, and obviously there's a whole spiritual feeling.
For me, I think similarly to what you said, Ali, about that self-reflection, this period is a quieter period in the sense that you do reevaluate yourself and are you fulfilling your obligations as a Muslim? And obviously, one of those main priorities, the fundamental part, is fasting. It's one of the five pillars of Islam. Are you guys ready for that?
I like to think I am. I've kind of been brought up on it since I was kind of like a young kid. So, and in terms of doing the whole kind of month, I've been doing that for kind of for the last 10 years. So, I've built up kind of that mental aspect of it in terms of the actual difficulties of completing the fast. The Islamic calendar does kind of go back like 11, 12 days every year because it's based on the kind of it's a lunar calendar, so based on the moon. So, in terms of the actual length of the fast, it isn't as long as that's been as the past few years or as over the summer months. So I think in total this year it's about a 16-hour fast, which is still quite long, but you kind of once you start developing that habit of fasting, you kind of get into your routine.
What about yourself, Saad?
Yeah, I think I'm mentally prepared at the moment. Generally, everyone does anticipate it. Everyone knows that it's around the corner. Like as it gets closer, you do kind of get yourself ready for it. But like Ali said, in the summer it will be longer. So we've experienced as we've been growing up. Obviously, during our teenage years, it's been I think during July, August time, which is when it's at its longest. So it could be around 16, 17, 18-hour fasts, which are really long. Sometimes you're fasting from like, say, 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, till like 9 p.m. in the evening, which is really long, and it's a proper test. At the end of the day, that's what it is. This holy month, it's a test of all of us and the whole Muslim community.